Uber had a bad week. Really bad. It started off with a former engineer charging that the company's culture led to widespread sexual harassment. Then a big competitor accused Uber of stealing its intellectual property. The company, Waymo, the self-driving car business that's part of Google's parent company, Alphabet, charges in a federal lawsuit that a former employee stole some 14,000 files before he left the company. That employee now works at Uber. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now from New York. Hi, Mike. Happy Friday.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
So pretty rough it at Uber this week. Tell us a little bit more about the allegations in this federal lawsuit.
Right. So the suit alleges that a former Google engineer named Anthony Lewandowski downloaded almost 10 gigabytes of files that included designs for a circuit board, which involves a technology called LIDAR. Now, LIDAR is basically like radar, but it instead of using radio waves, it uses lasers to build basically 3D images of the surrounding landscape. And it has a wide variety of real-world uses, but obviously in this case, both Uber's Otto unit and Alphabet's Waymo unit are using it in their self-driving vehicle programs. So that's basically the gist of the allegations.
Big piece of technology there. And if these files were stolen, you know, what was the impact financially? I mean, does the lawsuit talk about that, financial losses for Waymo?
Yeah, the lawsuit contends that self-driving cars right now are basically on the cusp of widespread production in coming years, and that whoever comes to the market in the next few years will set the competitive landscape for the industry. So the winners and losers of this technology could be, you know, cemented very soon. And even the survival of some of these startups depends on who is sort of first to market and first into production with these technologies. And they pointed out that Uber purchased this Otto business for $680 million last year to revive its own autonomous driving program. Mm. And they're, you know, contending that these stolen designs were a very large part of that $680 million valuation of the company.
So there's a lot at stake here in this lawsuit. And this employee, however, Mike, worked on self-driving car technology before he got to Google, as I understand it. He designed a self-driving motorcycle in college. I mean, do we know if Alphabet has a strong case here?
You know, just from reading the complaint, it does sound like they have a case if they can prove that these files were stolen in the manner that they describe. That said, we haven't really heard much out of Uber with their side of the story, except for a brief statement saying that they are taking it seriously and investigating. So, you know, it'll be very interesting to see how they respond and if they, you know, try to defend themselves on this.
Well, also at Uber this week, there's the case of a former female engineer who wrote a blog post, you know, about how she was propositioned for sex by a manager. And when she complained, she was told that manager was a high performer and he won't be punished. Tell us briefly the fallout from that case.
Uber seems to really be taking this matter pretty seriously. They set up a commission that's being led by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to investigate the allegations. And they're setting up meetings with female workers to look into it further.
All right. Mike Regan is a senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.